with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Jethro FM, we're all over Michigan and Jethro. It's kind of cool. And we appreciate you, Conrad, because we couldn't do it without you, brother.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, this is a little bit of fun we do every weekend. People ask me, do you do that for a living? I said, no, I couldn't. It pays too well to do that, right? But anyway, Bob and I just like getting together once a week and shooting the breeze and telling you guys about maybe what we made or how to make something that you might have in your freezer, which is where we're at on this next one. Hopefully you got it fresh, but Steelhead been running this spring like crazy. Been watching my buddies on Fakebook, you know, going on trips and catching fish.
Really?
And, yeah.
Where are they pulling steelies?
Muskegon River, you know, all the rivers up north, they're there. And so we thought we'd talk a little bit about maybe some salmon recipes. Bob and I have a different approach to these, and,
which is perfect.
That's where I was going, is that there's no right or wrong way to do this.
And that's why I put both sides on there, so you can do it with the skin on or skin off.
Right. So, I'm a skin off guy, but Bob likes the skin on it, or other way around. Excuse me. Yeah.
We've been together too long.
Right, yeah, right.
You're wearing my pajamas.
Right, yeah. I'm the skin on guy, I should say. Yeah, I did say that wrong, because I like to do that. It keeps the downside moist for me. But
well, the thing I like about skin on is if you don't have a cedar plank, you can use the skin as your plank.
Right.
In that case, skin on's fine, because you don't want to put that raw fish on the grate. It'll end up sticking.
Well, it'll fall through if you try to handle it more than once.
When you try and pick it up.
Yeah.
So I like taking the skin off if I'm going to plank it. And I discovered that the first time I had planked salmon, I noticed when they served it, it was great. And the cedar taste came through a bit. But I noticed that there was this white milky stuff oozing out between the skin and the meat. I don't know what it is, but I didn't care for the appearance of it. So I tried just taking it off the skin and brining it and then putting it on a wet plank. And what I noticed is that I got more of the cedar flavor into the salmon. And salmon sometimes needs just a little bit of help because it tastes like salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of neutralizes it more. You know, trout, salmon, they have a little bit of a funk, and sometimes you want to try and tame that down a little bit, especially for those sissies like me or people that don't like trout.
Right.
And I love catching trout. I don't love eating trout.
Right. So the salmon that with the plank, we'll stick with that. I've got a derivative of that that I'll cover here in a second, which is kind of cool. But with the salmon, I put it on the plank and I soak the. You can buy smoking planks. You can go to the lumber yard and buy a cedar shake, right? It doesn't matter. They aren't treated, and you're not going to eat the wood anyway, right? But if you buy a smoking plank you can buy them at the big box stores. You can get them online, whatever it is. I soak that in water for at least an hour, and you got to submerge it, so you need to like set something heavy on it to keep it below the water level, because you don't want it to burn up when it's on your grill. You just want
it
to smolder.
If it's a plank in particular, you want to leave it in the water for a long time, and I'd say give it a day so it totally saturates, because those planks get really thin at one end.
Yep, yep. And so it's. But then I take the salmon fillet with the skin side down, and I put it on there, and I put it right over a pretty hot grill. Because what we're trying to do is create an oven effect, but you do want to catch that cedar plank a little bit on fire to make it smolder, and generally that happens around the edges.
Accidentally.
Right, yeah. It'll happen around the edges, and you'll get smoke then in your grill. This isn't a smoker recipe. This is a grill recipe, right? So
yeah, if you want to smoke it, just throw it on the rack. You don't even need to plank it.
So if you want to give it a different flavor profile, I've got a really easy four-ingredient topper that I've served to 100 different people, and 99 of them are like, oh my God, that is amazing. And it's perfect for this time of year. One, you got spring salmon, but another bounty of nature from Michigan is maple syrup. Okay? So I take stone ground mustard, the kind with the little seeds that are still in it a little bit, and half of that and half maple syrup. Okay? And you mix that together, and then I sprinkle a little bit of fresh rosemary in there. If you got it, pull it off the stalk, chop it up a little bit, and mix it in. And then I spread that on top of the piece of salmon before I put it in on the grill. And then I'll take a quarter of a lemon, and I'll just squeeze it over the top right when I put it in there. But that sweet and tangy combination on top of that salmon, and with the maple syrup in there, it gums a little bit, right? It gets tacky, right? And that texture, then you get a little bit of it on every bite. It doesn't run off. And it's beautiful because it darkens down a little bit.
Well, I'd have to say that's one of your signature dishes.
Yeah, and it's great. So that's just on a cedar plank. And you'll know when it's done because the thickest part will flake away.
And things like that, what Jop's talking about, he tried it. I remember the first time you tried it, you were ranting and raving about it. Things like that, you try and you improve upon. You've changed the recipe from however you first thought of it or saw it or whatever. But you get these things that you bring into your repertoire, and you just kind of improvise and you
perfect it.
You own it, and it doesn't matter who gave you the idea or where you read it or if it's all original. There's no such thing as all original, hardly. But the thing is, when your guests come over and you serve them that beautiful piece of salmon, what do they say?
Oh, they're amazed. They love it. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and
so that's why Jop owns that piece and why he keeps making it, because what's that do for you?
Yeah, it makes me feel good.
Makes you feel great.
Right.
Because that same thing I was talking about, you know, we're on this planet a short while. Make it a good while.
Right. Second recipe. How much time we got, Conrad?
About 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll go quick on this one. You can buy a cedar wrap, which is like paper thin cedar,
mm-hmm.
and they come like 20 of them in a pack. They're on the internet, whatever.
And you soak those too.
Right, you soak those in water. Don't need to go nearly as long. Then I cut them in the salmon in individual portions, and it's like a smaller than a piece of paper. It's like 6 inches by 6 inches.
It looks like a
inches.
Taquito.
Yeah, and then I wrap it up, and I put two butter pats and two lemon slices across the lemon, not wedges, but flats, right? That's it, and a little salt and pepper on there. And take that cedar paper, wrap one over the other, and then a piece of butcher twine, and you tie it up, and you put a bow on it like you're tying your shoe, right? And you make these little things, and they end up, oh, about the big as a Twinkie, right?
But you don't put those on the indirect heat.
No, you don't. So I'm grilling those because with that wet cedar paper and that little thin piece of salmon, I'm doing maybe like an inch and a half, 2 inch wide fillet, the top to bottom width of the fish, but only like an inch
crisps
or two of it.
It right up.
Yeah.
You just keep rolling it.
Right. And that butter oozes out the end, and the lemon flavor
God,
on
that
there.
That sounds good.
It's
butter and lemon? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Who would ever thought that?
Right. And super simple, but the cedar wrap, and then when you set them on somebody's plate, it's like opening a present, right? There's a little, there's a bow tie on there. You pull the strings, it opens up, and there's your protein. It's really cool. And this time of year, if you got a bunch of salmon, because you catch one, you can make 50 fillets. Of 50 of these little packets off it.
So let's say you like salmon on a salad.
Right.
You just lay that whole bouquet right on top of a nice, fresh, crisp salad.
Yeah.
Give them a little dressing, and you got a great presentation. Because, again, you're learning to be a pro here. Presentation, it's a big deal.
Right.
If you bring them out a plate and everybody oohs and ahs, how do you feel?
Right. Yep. Like you want to do it again.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
Like another.
Plus, it tastes good. And that's the thing. And now, both of those... Try that one on your spouse and your kids before you invite a bunch of people over. Perfect it. There's some technique.
Yep.
You'll get it. You don't want to overcook it.
And you probably have to buy those wraps online because I never see them in any stores.
No.
But it's a great little tool.
Right.
It's, you know, it's like rolling a big fish joint.
Right.
Classic. Classic.
Right. Yeah. I didn't make that reference before, but now I'll never forget it. All right. So enough about that. You are listening to Grilling Guys. What's up next, Bob?
We're going to do a little walleye.
All right. Walleye fishing. Been there, done that. Stick with us. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We'll be back.